We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
NYPD officers who are also certified nurses are now part of the war against coronavirus. WCBS's Christy Kalishian reports.
Nearly 7,000 NYPD officers, which accounts for more than 18% of the force, called out sick on Saturday. The NYPD announced that certified nurses who are also NYPD officers are now assigned to its medical division to help NYPD district surgeons by assessing the officers and seeing if they're ready to return to work. The NYPD did not confirm how many were reassigned as nurses, but confirms that more than 1,700 officers have tested positive for COVID-19. Christy Kalishian, WCBS News Radio, 880.
The coronavirus death toll continues to soar in the tri-state area as we brace for the surge. More than 3,500 people have died in New York. There are more than 10,000 new coronavirus cases in 24 hours for a record one-day jump, pushing the total above 113,000. And Governor Cuomo says the apex is 4 to 8 days away. New York City has 63,000, 13,000 in Nassau, 13,000 in Westchester, 11,000 in Suffolk, 4,800 in Rockland. New York is tapping medical students that are set to graduate this spring. They're being put to work early to help with the crisis. Governor Cuomo signed an executive order to speed up their entry into the medical workforce. President Trump calls New York City the hottest of all hotspots. He's sending 1,000 military medical personnel to the city to help deal with the outbreak. 200 more deaths were reported in New Jersey, bringing the total to 846. There are more than 34,000 cases.
The surge is coming early. New Jersey Health Commissioner Dr. Judy Persichelli had predicted the toughest time for North Jersey hospitals would start around mid-April.
However, we believe that part of that surge is just starting.
Six hospitals stopped taking in new patients Friday night because of staffing issues.
We need volunteers to assist us in this effort.
New Jersey also needs ventilators. Governor Murphy says he asked Vice President Pence for another 1,600.
We know where we expect our numbers to go in the coming weeks, and we have to do the difficult things to prepare for that.
Murphy is doubling down on his request for New Jerseyans to stay at their primary homes. There's now an order that allows municipalities to prohibit short-term or seasonal stays.
And especially for the shore communities that do not have the infrastructure, especially the health and first responder infrastructure, in place, particularly off-season, to accommodate an influx of residents.
Steve Burns, WCBS News Radio 880.
Connecticut has 5,276 coronavirus cases. 165 people have died. United Airlines is dramatically cutting the number of its flights in and out of Newark and LaGuardia airports. It's slashing nearly 90% of flights for 3 weeks because of coronavirus. The airline says affected employees will continue to receive pay and benefits. Now we'll check our forecast. Meteorologist Bill Dager looking forward to the mild weather. It was nice yesterday, too. A little chill in the air, but a little more mild will be nice today.
Yeah, Tanya, we do expect to get into the low 60s today, and then we have mid-60s in the forecast for Monday through Wednesday. So certainly warming up a little bit here over the coming days, and not expecting any rain during the day today. It was a different picture this time yesterday. Had some drizzle and showers around. We're waking up this morning to some sunshine trying to break through the clouds here over the next half hour to hour or so. And then we'll see more sunny breaks later today as we go up to 62. The threat of a stray shower early tonight, that's it. it, though. Clouds break, low 48 overnight. And then tomorrow, sunshine, a nice start to the week, high 66, partly sunny, and 63 on Tuesday. And then we get back into this showery pattern beginning Tuesday night. Showers continue Wednesday with clouds, but a high of 64. Chance of showers Thursday as well, high 60.
Stay informed. Stay connected. It's the All Local on WCBS. News on demand for your phone, computer, or smart speaker. Catch up on the news on your time. You can find the WCBS 880 All Local under the audio tab of WCBS880.com. Enable your smart speaker to play the news from WCBS 880 or simply subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Just search for the WCBS 880 All Local.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.